This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Has arrived for many of you, if not most of you. It's Wednesday, the 13th of August. Doug Steffen here with our own culture, the Good Day Culture, headed up by Rich McFadden in our studio at the controls in Washington, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here. Roberta may be back at some point in this millennia.
Making our way to New Orleans.
Yes. So the sale of the Clippers,
yep.
Donald Sterling's estranged wife has managed to sign on the dotted line. So now they have $2 billion in their bank accounts. But Donald Sterling says it's not. He'll go, he says, maybe because he's a lawyer, he wants to keep fighting this. The court said that she can sell it. So she has.
And they made it pretty airtight when they made that decision. They formulated it in a way so that you couldn't fight it. But
but he's still going to fight it anyway.
Let me tell you something. The guys in the NBA are better lawyers than he is, and he will win.
He will lose.
The NBA will win.
Yeah.
He will lose.
Right. Exactly.
Even though I don't think it's fair, to be honest with you.
You don't think what's fair?
I don't think you should be. I mean, I know it's a private organization, but I think forcing someone to sell their business isn't fair.
But it's not just his business. It's his family's business.
Mm-hmm.
But he signed a contract that said that if I do something that embarrasses the rest of the league or that they find
I agree. And they're a private organization. And I understand.
Right.
It's like in private school, they can tell you to wear whatever you want.
You're done.
It still smells funny to me. I feel like his wife really got him. Like, I think his wife had enough of him. And I'm not defending the guy because I think he's a great guy. I think he's a jerk. But I think that his wife totally got him in this. I think his wife is the one that was behind it, blew everything up so that people would
got
turn
him
on.
He got $2 billion. He got twice the price he would have gotten.
That's why, though. I think that's what she did because she knew that's how she could cash in on him, is that she could get the money out of the team. She could be done with them. She wouldn't have to deal with them.
I guarantee you this. If she was the one behind all of this, and she did set it up, not only is she a genius, but she figured, okay, maybe we can get $800-900 million. If we're really lucky, we'll get $1 billion.
Right.
Little did we know that some
guy with lots of money,
guy with tons of money, who was used to buying overpriced companies that usually don't make a profit, would come in and offer us $2 billion.
How are the Clippers going to make that back for him?
Luckily it's an LA market, and they're hot now, so they'll sign a good TV deal.
Yeah, but they're still the they're always, even when they're better than the Lakers, like they were this last season, they're still the secondary team.
But you're both wrong.
Not anymore.
Yeah, you're both wrong.
Yes, I live here.
Guys like this,
they're the darling
who have this kind of money, look for tax dodges. There's two things being fulfilled here. Ballmer's ego and his tax concerns for how he protects as much of his money as he can. That's the driving force behind deals like this that most people don't think about. There are tax consequences.
If I lose, I win, and if I win, I win.
Exactly. He's going to win no matter how you slice it. Very smart guy. You don't get to be where he
is. I'm a winner. If I lose money, I'm a winner.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
There's nothing about this that's a losing proposition for guys like this. And that's why these wealthy people buy these teams. It's ego, and it's about their tax consequences. It is. That's the way. I mean, look at the way if they work.
Think about that, Doug. Okay. In the tech industry, Steve Ballmer is used to going out and buying companies that have zero value, zero profit, and paying $50 million, $100 million, whatever.
But they run them up, and then they get something out of them.
So now he has to go out and pay too much for an organization that can make money so that he can write it off for the profits on the companies he owns that don't make money.
I don't Well, what happens is you don't understand the individual consequences of this, depending on what sort of corporate structure there is for this. If it's some of the things he buys, probably S Corporation, that trail back to him directly, and there may be a few things that are in there that are sole proprietorship that trail back to him directly. Believe me, these guys like this spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for tax advice, legal advice, on how they can keep most of what they have, and they're very successful.
It's not real money, really. You know?
It's right.
How do you think about it?
And this is the thing that bugs a lot of people. There's a guy, however, who is creating jobs galore, who has contributed through the work that he's done to the economy in ways that most people will never be able to even understand in terms of money and influence. And then he's criticized for doing what he's done to keep the American economy moving. And how many people do we have? 47% of the population in some way, shape, or form is taking some sort of government assistance that guys like Ballmer paid to, regardless. So it's understandable why these guys try to find as much tax dodge as they can. Dodge, if that's the right word for it. All the things, guys like that are too visible and they wouldn't cheat. They just do every single thing that the law allows.
They have smart people.
And because the IRS rules and regulations are so convoluted, 60,000 pages, it takes guys who go to school and do nothing but read up and understand how these things work, and then they apply the way the law changes so that they're ahead of. The IRS can try to close a loophole. You hear politicians all the time talking about, I got to close this loophole. That's just PR. They may close the loophole, but by the time they've done it, the guys who are smart have already figured out three ways to get around it. It's that that really is what goes on. So you can hear all these people yada yada about taxes, and sometimes people don't have places to put it, but that's because they're silly. The opportunity is there to do it, and that's what Ballmer is doing. He's doing what's legal, what is smart, and so people say, oh, that's terrible that he's doing that. Why? It's legal.
He says here, compared to things I looked at in tech, this was a reasonable purchase.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. And he may be a basketball fan, too, beside all of that stuff.
No, that's the thing. He says, I'm really excited about the product. I love
right.
it.
Yeah.
I've been to
it's
100
an ego buy
games
too.
In the last
right,
year.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of people who said they wouldn't play for Sterling who are now loving this dude. So.
Yeah, yeah, I want to tell you right. something. When across town you have Kobe Bryant, the rapist, as the star of your team.
Yeah, right.
The
yeah.
Clippers have an opportunity
yeah.
here.
Yeah, they do. They have a good PR opportunity for sure. And now that they waken, everybody's kind of awake to the fact that they exist, this can be nothing but good, frankly. Good. It's good. Good, 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 good. The morning program, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the focus on my new nickname in a moment, plus a note or two on the passing of Lauren Bacall. 14 past the hour on Good Day. This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Scared of going to the dentist? Did you know drinking BuzzBox Coffee can help you reduce your trips to the dentist and thus save you money? BuzzBox Coffee is complex and it contains naturally occurring compounds like caffeine. It also includes trigonelline, and recent studies have shown it helps defend your pearly whites as it has antibacterial and anti-adhesive properties. This means that trigonelline helps stop cavity-causing bacteria from sticking to your teeth. So now you have another great reason to get what's truly the best of the best coffee. That's USDA certified organic shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and it helps support my Eastley farm. Taste the difference and make a difference one cup at a time by getting delicious BuzzBox coffee. To experience your free pound, call today 866-456-7805 or just go to DougSteffen.com. Click on the BuzzBox orange box on any page at DougSteffen.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. You know, the other day, I saw the magnificent Blue Angels. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Those Navy pilots and those Navy planes, the blue ones, that fly in a terrific formation. They do these marvelous things in the air, and everyone in the audience looks up. It is amazing. It is awesome. It is hard. And you look at yourself and others around you, and you say, how could they possibly do this? But you know what? If you talk to the Blue Angel pilots, they will tell you it's easy. It's simple. All you need to do is train. All you need to do is practice. All you need to do is do everything you possibly can with precision. And they're right. You know, you too can soar to the highest levels that you want to. All you have to do is follow their examples, and that is train. Do everything in precision. Really go after what you want and have others be in the same formation with you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a TOPS tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-925-1717 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-925-1717. Again, that's 1-800-925-1717.
It's a coffee lover's dream.
You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything. Oh, maybe just whistle. Sometimes I know exactly what you're going to say. Most of the time.
I love curling up with a rich cup of coffee.
Most people have forgotten that she did those coffee commercials. Her voice was good for that. I wish she's around now to do the BuzzBox coffee thing. That'd be good, right? Lauren Bacall, in memory of Lauren Bacall, I was thinking that Johnny Cash used to call her Betty. Apparently her friends call her Betty Bacall. The Doug Steffen video of the day is a fan's tribute to Lauren Bacall, and it speaks for itself. I don't need to play any audio from it. Just focus on her and what she looked like over the years and how she came across and why it worked. You can see that Lauren Bacall, star of films like To Have and Have Not, Key Largo, the list of films we have at DougSteffen.com asking you what your favorite Lauren Bacall movie was. Mine was The Shootist. It was something that was something that John Wayne, the two of them had been friends for their entire acting career, and they'd never done a picture together. And when it looked like John Wayne knew this was going to be his last movie, he said, "Here's a part for you. I want you to play it." It wasn't like, "When do you do it?" I remember reading it in the book about
get
the
to work, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, you're going to play that part. Anyway, that voice, her provocative looks. She was hit early on, much younger than Humphrey Bogart. I think there were about 15 years or so between the two of them. Listen to me talk about that. She was so devoted to him, she didn't act for 20 years after he died. And then when she married Jason Robards, she sort of went back to acting. But she was a presence, no question about it, a presence to be dealt with. So a moment or two thinking about Lauren Bacall. Does anybody, now, you've probably not seen, I think we talked about this off the air. Richie, how many Lauren Bacall movies would you say you had seen?
I don't know that I can name one.
None, okay. And Jennifer, you've never seen one.
I don't think I have, but now I'm kind of inspired to add it to my, to find it on Netflix.
I've seen movies with her in them.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I can, and I obviously know who she is, but yeah. I don't know that I can name a movie or recall a movie that I saw with her in it.
Kenny?
The one that leaps to mind was The Big Sleep.
Yeah, right. That's a great movie. You got any quick comments from our Facebook fans on Lauren Bacall and her passing? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Joe.
I can have some shortly.
Ah! That music must mean we're supposed to pause. There's a pause in the action down on the ice. By the way, Meredith has dubbed me Sir Talk-A-Lot. What do you think of that, Richie?
It works.
It's fitting, definitely.
21 after on Good Day.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Time for our daily one-hit wonder contest. The song is Love Is in the Air. Who sings this?
Love is in the air. Everywhere I look around.
Great pop song.
Love is in the air. Every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish. Don't know if I'm being wise. But it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when I look in your eyes.
One of those crescendo builds and
builds. Love is in the air. Love is in the air.
Great lyric line, too.
And I don't know if I'm just dreaming. Don't know if I feel safe. But it's something that I must believe in.
Now, here we go, Richie. Crank it up.
Consider it cranked, Dudley.
Yes. Ah, love is in the air. Love is in the air. Love is in the air. Love is in the air.
Love is in the air.
Hi, we've set the stage now. 888-302-3684. The winner gets a One Hit Wonders CD, which has this song on it. Million Seller Plus from 1978. This is a guy from Austria. He was actually born in Scotland. Moved to Australia. I said Austria, Australia.
Yeah, Australia.
888-302-3684. The name of this gentleman. Let's see what I know about him. He and two of his schoolmates formed a band called Elm Tree. And they were in high school. Out of school, he started working as an apprentice sheet metal worker. He was encouraged by the people that liked his band in high school. He was called Squeak. Kept performing after hours. First album he had was called Hero, went nowhere. But this song, as he recorded it in 78, it became a worldwide super smash hit. And so now, he's been involved in the fringes of the music business. He had, I think people may remember him performing at the Summer Olympics in Sydney in the year 2000. He's a writer of songs, that sort of thing. So what's this fella's name? 888-302-3684. One more round, Richie.
Love is in the air. Love is in the air.
Sing that part, aren't you, Jennifer? Whoa, 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 whoa.
You're doing this a great job.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Wow. Stunned.
This is a great, this is such a great happy song. This is a great song.
The percussion doesn't change at all throughout this whole song. The bass line is the same.
Yeah.
The percussion is the same. This is, I never noticed that.
But you're something that I want to be. In the way that I'm just holding.
I think there's one more reason. All right, let's get to Jesse in Tucson, Arizona. Jesse, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm well, thank you for asking. So this is an era of music that is a fave for you, is it?
Believe it or not, no, but I do remember the 2008 Sydney.
Ah, you do? Okay. All right, what do you remember about this fella's name?
John Paul Young.
Yes. Interesting to remember. Remember the name, the three names, John Paul Young.
Usually means that you're some kind of a murderer type thing, you know, when you have the three names.
Nice, Richie. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, he's not. And he didn't even murder the song. All right, Jesse, going to send you a CD with a lot of one-hit wonders on it. Thank you. John Paul Young and Love is in the Air on Good Day. This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program is brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Did you know that if you use BuzzBox Coffee in your Keurig machine instead of those stale prepackaged K-cups, that you'd be saving $699 a year? You heard me right. BuzzBox Coffee will save you $699 a year. Now we know that reusable filters that come with the Keurig is not a great thing, and that's no accident. They want you to buy the K-cups that sit on warehouse shelves for months because that's how they make their money. But now there's a solution. So you can get the truly best of the best when it comes to coffee. That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded. And this coffee helps my Eastleigh farm survive. Simply use the solo fill from BuzzBox Coffee. You can avoid the mess, gain the convenience, and save yourself a nice chunk of change. $699 a year based on the average price of 80 cents per K-cup versus 25 cents per cup of BuzzBox coffee. When you drink 2 pounds of coffee per month, how will you spend your savings? Folks, unite with the gang and me in enjoying delicious BuzzBox coffee, and together, let's make a difference, one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on the orange BuzzBox.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
People in the news coming up on the Good Day program, plus the television report. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Rich McFadden. So, this is day 34 of the Ebola conversation and the focus on what most people in the news media don't even get, whether they're smart or maybe they get it and they just don't want to tell you really what is going on, how you not going to get this no matter what, unless you're having sex with somebody in the middle of Africa in a desert someplace.
Or touching their sweat and rubbing it on your eyelids or something like that.
Anyway, a 26-year-old medical student who survived the disease, the name is Kadiatu Fanta, has found herself shunned by her family, people who were her friends, people that she was connected to. The reason I'm telling you this story is because it's pretty indicative of the ignorance that surrounds the Ebola virus. They don't want to have, she's cured, they don't have anything to do with it. Stay away from us, you're done. Excommunicated. And so the sadness here is that, I use this as an example, but as I said, there are plenty of these examples where people just don't know. And ignorance is bliss.
It passed the 1,000 mark the other day.
Of deaths. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yep. And there are another, I think, 1,900 people that are contaminated. The discussion is that although the controversy, FAUX controversy
created by the fact that the FDA and other world bodies haven't said that the cure for this is to be certified. Meanwhile, thousands of people are dying, and you're going to worry about whether the FDA has put a rubber stamp on it or not? Take the damn drug. Make it available. And I think they have. Matter of fact, didn't I see someplace that the drug manufacturer has sent a whole bunch of this, like 1,000 treatments of this over there? To,
they were trying to. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But you know what will happen over there? And this is the sheer stupidity of who you're dealing with in Africa. Remember now, when Michael Jackson had that big event and they raised $84 million
aid
for Africa?
For Africa.
USA for Africa. Right. Not one penny. Not one item, not one thing that was done or raised through that effort ever got any place. Never was delivered. Nobody ever benefited. Nothing ever happened because of A, the corruption, and B, the stupidity of the basic thinking of people who were there. The leadership didn't want to affect the clothing industry, so they threw all of the clothing that was given to them away. They burned it. The food that came over sat on the docks until it rotted. So there was not one thing, and the money was taken by politicians, and who knows where that went. So that's what you're dealing with here intellectually in this area of the world. And so the spread of it comes as a result of this ignorance. But people, once they learn about it, know that this is not going to be a problem. But it's just that business about these people don't know. You know, we talk about not understanding how the Middle Easterners, how some of these horrible Muslim terrorists think. You have no idea what thinking or lack of thinking is, or how it isn't quote-unquote Western thinking, that we are so inculcated with our own life and our own style and our own mentality that we just somehow or other think everybody thinks like we do, and they don't. And if you travel around, you get that. And that maybe that's the reason this area of the world is so backward. The rest of the world hasn't supported it for all kinds of reasons, mostly because of the continent full of black people and nobody cares. Unless you go to the areas where there is diamonds or a little bit of gold, and then there's attention being paid to what's going on. But for the most part, people don't give a damn about what goes on in Africa.
No.
And until it comes into your face, till you get on a jet and you fly to Switzerland or Paris or to Rome, or I'm reminded one of the great symbols of that movie Argo that was done a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Remember that? Getting the
Iranians. Yeah.
Oh, it was a wonderful movie, a true story. And Ben Affleck did a good job with it, and there were other, like Cranston was in it. It was a good cast. The bad guy this season from 24 was one of the bad guys. Anyway, the point is, at the end of the movie, when they're escaping, they get onto a Swiss Air 747 and take off and leave Iran. And you think about the Swiss and how the Swiss connect the rest of the world in no small way. One of the largest country-owned airlines is Swiss Air. It's one of the smaller countries, but the reason that it's such a big airline is because it's used by people in those circumstances to get out of places. The Swiss have relationships with everybody because they're a neutral country. So they can go and be in these countries in Africa and the Middle East and actually provide a very valuable service. There's a lot of value to being neutral. Ever think about that? And maybe put that into your own life. You know, if you have if there's an issue in your family,
boring.
Neutral only counts boring with official governments. Neutral doesn't count when you're in Somalia. Neutral doesn't count when you're working with the Taliban.
Okay, right. But wait a minute. Hold on.
When you're working with,
let's say your brother,
Osama bin Laden.
Richie, let's bring it around to home.
Uh-oh.
Your brother is having an argument with his wife. You're going to get involved in that?
Oh, no, that's better to see.
Oh, no, I'm special in there.
Yeah.
All right. So that's good. Yeah, I'm staying out to this one.
But I think problem, I think the reason that neutral turns me off a little bit is I feel like a lot of young people are maybe very passive in their take on politics and
very
world events.
Yep.
And so I don't like neutral.
I'm not suggesting we be neutral in that way, Jennifer. I'm just saying in terms of how we understand what goes on and how sometimes that's a way to clarify or fix things. And I use the Iranian situation just as an example and the symbol of the Swiss Air jet taking off at the end and how much the Swiss help in circumstances. And they help tremendously in areas like Africa, frankly. I don't know if they're involved in the Ukraine. So what about these 260 trucks?
Well, I never forget. Mr. Miyagi said it best. Daniel-san. Right side road, safe. Left side road, safe.
Mm-hmm.
Middle road,
not
get squashed like grape. I always remember that. Mr. Miyagi was a wise man.
He was. Speaking of being on the road, the Russians have sent 260 trucks purportedly carrying humanitarian aid from Pukin Putin into the war zone. We're going to be the good guys and we're going to help you out. What a horrible thing. Who would have done this to you? We're here to help you out. It's like the government. We're here to help. Right. So the Red Cross isn't even really running out. They've asked the Red Cross to sort of monitor or check out the 260 trucks. Red Cross says, well, maybe we will and maybe we won't. In the meantime, who thinks the Russians are up to no good? Raise your hand.
Me.
You think the Russians are up to no good? Raise your hand.
Ding, 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 ding. You know what I thought was interesting is yesterday when we had the gentleman on to talk about the big identity theft.
Right, the Russians having a billion names.
The Russians having a billion and a half names. That the guy said that this is so big, there's no way that Putin doesn't have his finger on it.
Of course not. He knows what's going on. Yeah. Okay. Jennifer, I'm not sure that I understand the violence in that small town, suburban St. Louis town, where the youngster, I think he was 18 years of age, was killed by a police officer. There have been several nights of protests, violence, that sort of thing. And now the mayor of this town says the people must comfort each other in a way that heals. This is all pretty unnecessary, it seemed to me. But am I missing?
It always is unnecessary. I mean, and I'll tell you what President Obama said here in a second, because that's probably the latest news on the story.
Do I really care what he said? I don't really care.
You know, but when we had one of the biggest things that I remember in my life growing up in Los Angeles was Rodney King, and he was beat by the police.
Why can't we all just get along?
And then there were riots in my neighborhood. There were riots throughout Los Angeles. And what I never quite understand is instead of, and maybe this is a lack of education on our part, instead of reaching out to people and telling them how to effectively communicate their dismay, these people go and they do the wrong thing. They make it a free-for-all. They go into innocent people's stores and homes, you know, and loot. And I don't understand how that does anything. And I feel like, you know, if anything, it disrespects the memory of the person that died because
you've got
people turning it into a criminal matter.
Right.
They don't even know what's going on. They just say, oh, free shoes. And they start, you know, I mean, you probably got 10 people out there protesting in the right way and everybody else just takes it as an opportunity to get free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents are saying exactly that. Violent protests in no way honor the memory of our son.
No. But, yeah, it does happen. It's after a sports event when the team wins. What is there that motivates you to go through town and blow
and turn over cars and set buses on fire?
The father says, I need all of us to come together and do this the right way.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Maybe that's what we need to start teaching kids in school. I mean, you never, the government never wants to authorize you to know how to protest them, and maybe they're leaving that out of the curriculum of the school system. You should maybe be able to talk about how to peacefully communicate.
If you go to school,
it should come from something, but you go, I mean, where is civics? I mean, shouldn't that be part of a civics class?
No, if you go to Antioch College in Ohio, or if you go to in San Francisco, what's the if you go to the school that begins with a B?
Berkeley.
They teach how to do it there.
Yeah, well, that's because they're hippies. but I mean, this is a real thing. I don't think people know how to write letters to their congressmen and stuff like that. People don't know how to communicate with
them. They tweet them now in 140 characters.
There you go.
If you even know who they are.
But here's the tweaker on this whole story. That the president came out and made a statement the other day and says that it's tragic. And
written statement, yeah.
Yeah, he says, I know the events of the past few days have prompted strong passions, but I urge everyone in Ferguson, Missouri, and across the country to remember this young man through reflection and understanding. Obama said, okay, nice.
Probably the best line that he said is that he hopes that people can comfort each other in a way that heals, not in a way that wounds. And that's very true when you're...
And then he went on
to somebody who's...
Here's where you start to tweak me. He promised a full investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice into the case. I'm sorry, but whatever happened to the...
Not your job.
City, county, state...
He's black, that's why he's going
to
be investigated.
Those Justice Departments are the ones who are supposed to look into this. What
it
does the United
do
States federal government have to do with this at all?
That's the thing. Yeah. Doug just said it was because he's black that he cares. No, it's not because he's black. It's because he wants the federal government to run everything. I think what you've seen in
right.
his presidency
exactly.
is that he wants to take all the power away from the states and move it to the federal government level.
And then he went on to the fifth hole, and everything was fine. 14
exactly. No, he was at the beach yesterday, Doug.
Before the hour. The Doug Stephan Good Day program, Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by physicians affiliated with Yale. Have you heard me talking about this yet? Omax 3 Ultra Pure, 100% potency and purity, plus a patented 4-to-1 EPA-DHA ratio, 16 times the omega-3 content, which is found in krill oil. One dose of the omega-3 equals 16 krill oil soft gels. Can you imagine that? One dose, one capsule of Omax 3 Ultra Pure equals 16. Can you imagine the gas and the burpee stuff you'd have after 16 krill oil soft gels? Woo! All right, so I've started taking this. Meredith is taking this.
I've got it.
You've got it. Jennifer's got it. Everybody's got it. By the way, this new Ultra Pure oil, the omega-3, has been shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and promote your heart health. Omax 3 Ultra Pure delivers more than 91% pure omega-3 content. This is like nothing else any of you have ever taken before, and I've been behind a lot of this sort of a product over the years, and each year the product gets better. This is the best. Thanks to the research, makers of Omax 3 Ultra Pure are so confident that you will see and feel the amazing benefits, they are willing to send you a free 30-day supply to prove it. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling. The number for you to dial right now while you're thinking about it is 800-316-7918. Again, 800-316-7918. Get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure. 800-316-7918. It's free to get started on your way to better heart health. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Stephan and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced, and it even looks different. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, and it's the number one name in acne care. But Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before, and it's better for your skin, too. Proactiv Plus is their best, most effective solution ever. The plus means more. You get more medicine to heal blemishes and help prevent breakouts, plus more solutions to acne problems, like dark marks, dryness, redness, and oil. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-867-2116. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus 100% risk-free. Get fantastic results, or you pay nothing, guaranteed. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-867-2116. 1-800-867-2116.
TV report, General Horn. Let's get at it, Jen.
All right, Dougie. Fans of Breaking Bad will be happy about this one. AMC TV says that the Breaking Bad spinoff Better Call Saul, that's kind of fun to say, will debut in February. It just released a clip of sleazy attorney Saul Goodman arguing about the importance of always having a lawyer. And then the word February is shown. So you can check that out. He was the lawyer of Walter White on the show Breaking Bad. Now, the latest trend in TV is that Amazon, Netflix, all of these online providers are actually releasing.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's time now for a visit from the pet, the, not a, but the pet expert. Extraordinary experiences in his life that he uses in his everyday work. Warren Eckstein, host of the Pet Show, heard around the country every weekend. He's the formulator of great, healthy pet vitamins and minerals, Hugs and Kisses. You can check them out at hugsandkisses.com. The story of a dog that was rejected after walking 30 miles back home, and what happened to the dog, a great story in and of itself. Plus, I want you to think about an experience or two, maybe, involving a pet which you will never forget. Think about it. I can come up with any number of them with Charlotte, but just for the exercise of it, think about your pet and think about something that's happened to you with your pet that you will never, ever forget, worth a moment or two of your time. Let's think. Warren, up next here on Good Day.
Traveling in the off-season can save you money. That may sound obvious, but how do you know when off-season is? This is Pauline Frommer, editor of Frommer's, with the answer straight ahead, brought to you by Hotels.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards and you get ear. When you earn a free night with the Hotels.com rewards program, you don't just earn a night, you earn a free night.
Earn one free night for every 10 you collect with welcome rewards from Hotels.com. The obvious choice. Free night does not include taxes and fees. See site for details.
Off-season can vary by destination, but it's almost always while school is in session. Or travel just after peak times, the weeks immediately following big holidays, to get great deals in otherwise pricey locales. And remember, Hotels.com is the obvious choice when you're looking to book a great hotel room at a great price.
When I first saw this, Warren, I wondered what the real story behind the story was. The story of this dog that was rejected, went back home, was lost, and then was adopted by a Florida lady. What brought this to your attention?
Well, first of all, the whole concept that someone took an older dog and brought it to a shelter just absolutely amazes me that anyone would do that. The dog had been with them for a long time. They decided it wasn't convenient. They bring him to a shelter. The dog escapes, runs 30 miles back to where the people that dropped them off live, and they decide after that they still don't want him. And everyone thought that was the end of the story, till this very affluent lady from Florida, I forget her exact status, decided that, you know what?
Wealthy.
I am going to rescue this dog, and now she took the dog on a private plane, and the dog's going to have the life of Riley as
really?
He deserves. I think it's a great story.
Yeah, and there's an up yours to the people who did what they did to the dog.
They have to put their head on the pillow every night. That's their that's their punishment.
All right, what if I said to Warren Eckstein, name an experience or tell us an experience involving one of your pets that is so unforgettable it stays with you, you might think about it every day or certainly with regularity.
Well, I can't tell you a specific story about one of my pets, but let me tell you a story. And I can't tell you when, and I can't tell you exactly why, but I'll tell you the story. Many, many years ago, I was in Libya, and I was there with a dog in Libya, a patrol dog. And this dog alerted me, and I kept saying, knock it off, knock it off, knock it off, till the dog actually got so aggressive with me that I had to respond. And had I not, I would not be talking to you today. So this dog actually saved my life. I think about that dog every single day.
Yeah. What about you, Richie? What sort of story can you remember from a pet that was your favorite? One story, unforgettable experience.
You know what? Unfortunately, the thing that comes up is when I had to put Patch down. That memory stays in your head forever.
Yeah.
It's so hard to say goodbye. I mean, it
really
probably
is.
The most difficult. You have
of all the hundreds of great times I had with that dog on hikes and going through the woods and just having fun and just sitting in the middle of the creek and letting him just swim around and stuff like that. That one memory is the one that you will never be able to get out of your head.
You know, Doug, I had a conversation with someone yesterday specifically about saying that final goodbye to our pets, and I honestly have started to believe as I get older, I guess more spiritual, that they never leave us. They're always around us. Their energy is always around us. I can still see and smell many of the pets I had over the years that are no longer here.
You know, it's funny, Warren. I asked my kids the other day. They love the two pugs we have that are just 1 year old now. And I asked my son the other day, do you like them better than Patch or Patch better?
Oh, that's a terrible question.
I just was wondering if he still thought about Patch and remembered Patch. And he's like, no, Patch is forever my dog.
Oh,
that's kind of an interesting response.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the,
What about you, Doug?
Oh, God, now he's going to cry, Warren.
Now you made
good
him
job.
Cry, Warren. He's remembering the day that Charlotte got hurt, so which makes him cry. So there it is. And you can't get that memory out of your head either. That will always be there.
Yep.
So, and it turned out okay.
Yep.
So right now, that's what I get to say. It's 58 past the hour on Good Day. Thank you, Warren.
I can say it, too. It's 59, actually, after the hour. Warren.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.